This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Sitting in for Steve Inskeep, I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. John McCain and Barack Obama were presidential candidates second and senators first yesterday. They took a break from campaigning and returned to Capitol Hill, where they helped pass the revised financial rescue plan in the Senate. That was after each told voters how failure to pass the unpopular legislation could be devastating to average Americans. We have two reports, first from NPR's Don Gagne.
Barack Obama began yesterday with an outdoor rally in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Events in Washington would pull him back east by late afternoon, but the election is too close and Wisconsin too important a prize for him to pass up a big crowd of people bundled up against an early autumn chill. For Obama, the task was to share the rage but then offer an explanation. He said it was an outrage to ask taxpayers to rescue financiers after years of lax oversight, deregulation, and corporate greed. But he also said people had to understand that this bailout was needed to avoid a deep economic decline and the potential loss of millions of jobs.
Future generations will judge ours by how we respond to this test. Will they say that this was a time when America lost its way and its purpose? When we allowed our own petty differences and broken politics to plunge this country into a dark and painful recession?
After that speech, the Democratic presidential candidate flew back to the Capitol and took to the floor of the Senate, urging his colleagues to approve the package. He predicted the nation would come through this test. He spoke of an earlier economic crisis the country faced under a different president more than 75 years ago.
In his first fireside chat, FDR told his fellow Americans that there is an element in the readjustment of our financial system more important than currency, more important than gold, and that is the confidence of the people themselves. Confidence and courage are the essentials of success in carrying out our plan. Let us unite in banishing fear. Together, we cannot fail.
As soon as the vote was over, Obama was back in the air flying to another battleground state, Michigan, where he has a pair of events today. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.